In chapter 11 in Shmuel, so the Navi tells us about Shaul's first challenge as king, that a man by the name of Nachash, who was the king of Ammon, went ahead and marched against the people of Yavesh Gilad, one of the tribal areas of Eretz Yisrael, and he threatened to attack them. The only way he would spare their life is if they suffered the indignity of blinding themselves in their right eye. So the people, realizing that they had no chance at military victory over the people of Ammon, begin to cry out in desperation. They say, give us a couple of days to think about this. Word gets to Shaul about what is happening. And the Navi says, what was Shaul's reaction? It's incredible. It says, this is Pasuk Vav, verse 6. The Spirit of God literally again spread over Shaul when he heard these things. And he became very angry. And what did he do? He took a yoke of oxen. And literally again, he tore it into pieces. And what happened? And he sent a piece of the oxen to each of the tribes, saying again, whoever doesn't follow after us into the war, this is what's going to happen on to his cattle. So on the most basic level, so Shaul's using a little bit of a strong arm tactic. He's like, we need to march on Ammon, and if you join us, great. And if not, we're going to destroy your property. Interestingly enough, one of the powers that the king has is that he has power over the property of the klal. So he's threatening to destroy the personal property if they don't join him. But the Malbim says something beautiful. The Malbim says that embedded in this act was a profound message. And I'll read to you the Malbim. He says, an animal can only be alive when all of its limbs are attached, right? When its body is intact. If the body is torn into pieces, then ultimately, again, the animal cannot survive. Therefore, again, he says, if it's torn into pieces, it will no longer live. Shaul was saying the same way, that the ox could only remain alive if its body is intact, if it's, all of its pieces are together. So too, the only way Klal Yisrael could have success is if we have achdus, if we act as one intact, one cohesive entity as well. And it's so beautiful, because essentially in his first act as king, in his first message as king, Shaul tells us a message which is so simple, yet so profound, so simple, yet so elusive. The success of our people has been and always will be in our ability to maintain a sense of achdus, in our ability to maintain a sense of unity and connection one to the other.